Patriots. Well, tonight is our Sunday night program, which between now and Bartsfest is always going to be about Bartsfest. But tonight we have a very special interview, and it's not a long interview tonight. It's about half the show, but we're going to play it. It's with Jennifer Renee Anderson, who is the raku artist, who, in my opinion, is probably one of the best and finest raku artists in our country, who is also making the 300 pots of light that we're going to use for Bartsfest. You know, I speak often and regularly about the need for us to make a new economy, a Christian-based economy, in order to defeat this cabal. And I love when I talk to people like Jennifer Renee, because there's somebody who is an artist. She's doing beautiful work, and she's part of that new economy. She's got God in her heart. She lets God guide her in everything she does. And she's a patriot. And so when you combine those things, this is a sort of people we need to support and move forward. So we're going to talk a lot about that as well tonight. I put it out there at the very beginning. I saw the mods already put it up, and thank you very much. It's southernechoes.com. It's https://www.southernechoes.com. And what I would really recommend you do is click on the upper button or /gallery, whatever works for you, that says gallery. Take a look at some of her work. She's a raku artist. She's also a painter. She's an amazing clay artist, amazingly talented, and you're going to hear her story here very shortly. And I'll tell you, what she produces is literally like a beacon from God every time she does it. So, but anyway, our public service announcements right off the top that we have to have every night because they are so important. Right off the top is Bartsfest, 26th to the 29th of August. You need to get your tickets. There's a schedule up on the website now if you're wondering who's going to be speaking which days. And we're continuing to refine this website as we go forward with feedback from everybody. So thank you for the feedback. Keep it coming. There'll be some more updates in the next 24 hours and probably 24 hours after that and probably 24 hours of that. It's a very busy week to update on the website. So bardsfest.com or bardsfm.com and click on the Bardsfest button or the tab above. You can get your tickets. There's two venues, indoor and outdoor. There's the outdoor venue and the indoor venue, 9 miles apart. The outdoor venue is really the festive part of the celebration, kind of a carnival-type atmosphere, food trucks, the breakout areas for county by county, and really geared towards family with daycare, a skating rink, indoor ninja place for kids. We want a Patriot event that also supports families. So that's one. It's going to have many of the same speakers, many of the same bands, different times, different days. Indoor event, incredible event, 7,500 people capacity, state-of-the-art facility. Both facilities have amazing stages with Megatrons. It's set up to be for every patriot to find a place in this indoor, outdoor, 4 days. It is not just a patriot rally. This is a God event of a revival. It is God first in all things. And the point of this is to bring as many people as we can to a center point in this nation to pray, to humble ourselves before him, and to truly bring God back to this nation. If we don't do this as our starting point, we're not going to get anywhere with these changes. So lots of great speakers, including Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Eric Nipudi. We have Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Travis Graham, Pastor Tony Wood, Pastor John Benzinger, Pastor Pa from West Virginia. I mean, we just have so many, and Pastor Casper McLeod, who's been on the show. We're having so many great speakers and pastors, and we're adding more as we go forward here. So that's part of the reason this schedule has taken us the time to get ready. It's an amazing lineup. It's an amazing group of people, and everybody is there for one singular purpose. First and foremost is God, and that's it. And then from there is the ability to raise up this level of knowledge through our faith, and it'll be powerful. So we really encourage you to get there and be part of this. It's going to be something absolutely amazing. And I'll be very honest with you, I think it's going to be one of the most important events in our history. Also, on the 27th of August on the Friday, one of our headliner speakers is Mike Lindell. He's going to be speaking outside and inside both, and that's the Slipper Revolution Day. That's the day that we focus on the success of that great company, MyPillow. We want everybody to have a pair of my slippers, and then we want to smack down seven. We're going to declare the seven we're going to go after. So my slipper, the Slipper Revolution Day, you need to get yourself a pair of my slippers and a bunch of other stuff because there's an incredible sale going on right now just for the radio and podcast listeners, and that's the pillow set or the towel set of six towels, $39.99. You can get that at mypillow.com. Scroll down to the radio listeners box. And, of course, you have the best promo code in the entire web, and that's BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. Remember, the code gives you different discounts on different products. I had somebody early on, they were like, how come I get so much off more than on like 40% off on slippers, and then all of a sudden I'm getting 66% off on pillows? Because that's the way they do it, not me. It's the same promo code. So get on over there. Let's support this company. Mike Lindell is truly a patriot of a different caliber. He's a CEO of a huge company and a patriot that loves God, loves country, and is putting tons of his resources in. He understands what's at stake. If we do not win this fight and put everything into this fight, we are literally going to lose everything we have, including our right of worship and our right of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. No time for fence sitting. And those that are, I think it's Romans 13 that a bunch of churches are preaching about obey the government. Yeah, drop dead. It didn't say obey a tyrannical Luciferian-based government. Nowhere did God ever expect that. So time to stand up, patriots, and time to be bold. We are Christians. We are strong. And we are going to take this nation back. And we are going to do it through the power of God and light. And that's the way it's going to be. So get on over to MyPillow.com. Support a great company. Who carries God above it, and it's all its CEO openly proclaims God to the world. Thank goodness. If we had 100 of him, it would be amazing. Imagine if we had 300 of him, then we wouldn't know what to do. So Bard's Fest is, and that's so it's mypillow.com, Bard's promo code. And then for those of you that feel necessary, that why I don't want to talk, do it online, I want to talk to a person, Your Patriot Counseling number is 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. And when you call there and you explain to them that you're having trouble sleeping, they will give you the solution that won't require a psychiatrist, but instead will get you a great pillow, a great comforter, some great sheets, some great slippers, a great robe, and there you go. So, BARDS is your promo code, mypillow.com. All right. Bard's Fest. It is truly going to be an epic event. And as an epic event, it's an event that, as I've told the story, and I'm going to tell it again tonight, this event began as an idea presented by you all. It was at a Q&A on Friday night back in March when somebody asked me, are we going to have a rally for the BDADs or for the Bard's family? And at that moment in time, I gave everybody what would be classified as one of the finest politician answers that one could derive. I gave you a yes, and I gave you a no in one breath and committed to nothing. And I always laugh at this because I went to dinner, and I came back to do my final show, as we do every night, Fishers of Men. And as I sat down, it literally was like I got whacked on the back of the head like you do with a child. Bam! And I was like, yep. And I heard the words, you will say yes. I'm like, okay, God, we're going to say yes. And I didn't even know what I was saying yes to, but I said we'd say yes. And here we are. So 48 hours later, our great patriots here have named it Bard's Fest. We didn't even have a name for it. And within about a month and a half, we had pinned down a date and a time and a location. And that was a whole nother story because we spent about a month and a half looking in South Dakota, finding nothing, not getting any traction. And then Dr. Tenpenny introduced me to Dr. Eric Napudi. And it was, he and I had never talked before, never met. And it was like two brothers from another mother. I mean, we just connected and it lit off and it was amazing. And he tells me about Coffey Anderson, who we're hoping to have there as well. And he's telling me about Coffey Anderson, the singer. And among other things, and he says, we want this in Missouri. I said, okay. He says, give me a few hours. Trust me. I said, okay. So he gets off the call with me, and he immediately, he sends me a picture, and he said, you won't, or it was a video, and he said, you won't believe what was playing the minute I hung up the phone. It was the song Coffee Anderson did of Mr. Red, White, and Blue. He had just been talking about it. He says, I think that's a God sign. And I said, I think so too. And within 2 hours, he calls me back and he says, I just can't believe what's happened. He says, the governor's office listens to your podcast. They want you in Missouri. They want this thing here. Let's make this happen. And so from there, we went from the family arena in St. Charles. And then again, feeling this calling to do a bigger event, a bigger space. In addition, so we have another space, which is Drive-In St. Louis, which is across in St. Louis County, which is quite interesting too, because that's a beautiful group owned by a consortium of people over there and run by Dan Buck, who's a great man, and he's got a space that he put together for families to come together, and that's why we've got these two themes going, because it's not always the sitting indoors is always easy for families, but on the outdoors, we have a complete family event, and we have all of that space there for families to be part and participate in. And the biggest part about this is for children to stand up and really have an experience of their lifetime that'll be memorable. We want that as a very important part of this event, because this is a revival. And I can't think of anything more formative and more powerful for a child to experience that with their family and to really get this in there. So this event has continued to grow. We've had our bumps along the way. We've had our challenges to get all this down. We're racing the clock. We have 4.5 weeks to Bard's Fest. There's a lot to do, and we're busier than can be. But that's God again. He's stewarding this. And every time we turn around and we feel like something's in our way, we pray on it, and it literally the door opens. We've been having trouble with getting some bands in. Certain bands don't like the idea that we have an anti-vax policy. That's their problem. And there are Christian bands too. Unbelievable. So we have continued to pray on it, and just all of a sudden today, on a Sunday, we ended up with 5 new bands today, 5 new bands. So it's moving. And this is where we are going to be. We are here for God, all of us. And so we need as many people there as possible. Now, part of that, on the first night, in the evening, we're going to be doing the blowing of 300 shofars. And we're trying to coordinate a global event as well. Our shofar page is now up on the website. You can go there. There's a sign-up page. We want as many people as possible that want to blow a shofar. We're blowing at least 300 shofars on site, and we're coordinating across the world with shofar blowers all over the world. And we want this. This is going to be fantastic. So we have tremendous amount of push on the shofar piece. And in addition to that, we had this amazing artist, and I've commissioned many pieces through her. She is an amazing prayer warrior. That's how I first met her. She was called to do some prayers for Bended Knee and then later for Bard's FM. And she's just a very connected and beautiful soul. And she took a bold act when this mask nonsense began, and she talks a little bit about it, and she quit her job and went back to her roots and started doing art as her job. And that's not an easy step to make. We all know that it's a massive risk. And she started from scratch and started her business. And it is tremendously powerful what she does. I do want you to check out her work, southernechoes.com, southernechoes.com. I'm going to put it under the podcast tonight, and check out her gallery. Beautiful work. Her work is stunning, in fact. And I don't think her pictures honestly do as much justice as when you hold it. It's truly powerful. I truly think that her work is blessed, because, and she'll talk about how she goes about her work, but you feel it when you touch it. Anyway, Jennifer Renee Anderson, Southern, who is the artist of southernechoes.com, and she has committed to doing 300 handmade pots for the light in the celebration of the opening night in honor of Gideon. Now think about this. She's doing 300 pots that she expects every one of these to be broken, as in the original story. That was one of the things I asked her when she asked if she could do it. And I said, are you sure you want to do this? They're all going to be broken. And she says, that's what I expect. She said, I wouldn't make them otherwise. So it's an amazing artist, an amazing person. And So I would just, like I say, just encourage you to take a look at her work, support her where you can as well. I mean, to me, there's always this piece. And when we find a true patriot like this that has God in their heart, man, I'll tell you, that's a place to get in there and start really taking advantage of that, because we're trying to build this new economy and we need to do that with one another, because I'm not going to give my money to some Luciferian pit hole. And anywhere I can do that, that's the best place to do. So God gifts us with amazing talent in our world. We all have gifts and talents. And I want you to remember that as you hear this story, because that's another part. I think it should inspire many to realize that we need to use our gifts and talents in the way God leads us. So with that, let me introduce you to Jennifer Renee Anderson of SouthernEchoes.com Gallery. Well, Patriots, I'm really honored today to have one of what I consider to be one of the most talented raku artists in our country, and also one of the great prayer warriors who's been very active in a lot of the prayer support for Bard's Fest. She is also the artist who is making the 300 clay pots for the opening ceremony at Bard's Fest. And so, Jennifer Renee Anderson, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, I'm well. Thank you, Scott.
Jennifer, just talk a little bit about your art and kind of where you are with that and your relationship with God and all the things you're doing.
I put artwork on the back burner for a little bit so I could raise my daughter. And she has gotten to the point where she's graduated high school now. So it was time to pull that gift and talent up and start using it again. And Father just positioned me to be able to do it full time now. And it's one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given.
So talk a little bit about your experience with art and clay and painting, because you just do so many things.
Well, I was listening to your show on the talents and giftings, and I didn't want to hide them. I was kind of shy about showing my artwork, and I don't know. I just was never really forward with it, and I think it was because I was being shaped in it and seasoned in it to bring it forth now. And so when all this stuff with the masks happened, I quit my job because I wasn't going to wear a mask and all that's foolish. And I decided to go full-time into painting and doing pottery. And before I do any sort of artwork or music or writing or whatever, I pray and I ask that Holy Spirit do it through me, that Father be glorified. So that's with everything, because I just want it to be the best it can be. And I know if Holy Spirit does it through me, then it's going to change lives or reach somebody somewhere, wherever they are.
You are making right now 300 clay pots for Bard's Fest. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. I am. It's awesome. As I'm throwing them, I'm praying. And I just know that whenever the pots are broken, that I just know that there's going to be a huge breakthrough. And I was praying before coming on the show today, and I was asking Father, like, explain to me about the breaking of the pots more, please, because I knew I'm going to be like Monty Python with the coconuts, with the horse making the enemy freak out, thinking there's a lot of people around, like with Gideon's army. So I asked him, and he gave me a scripture about it that he's given me since about a year before President Trump went into office. And so I've held on to the scripture, just believing for breakthrough. And I'll read it if it's okay.
Absolutely.
It's 2 Samuel 5:20. And it says, so David went to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. when Bended Knee was starting, that was one of the scriptures that I was given again. Like, it keeps coming up, and today that came up about the pot. So I'm expecting awesome, great, and mighty things for us all.
Well, you've already been up to the area where the festival's going to be, because you did a drive up there and did a prayer walk on your own, didn't you?
Right. It's awesome. It is so awesome up there.
And you're leading the prayer walk on the morning before the whole festival starts, correct?
Yep.
What are your expectations on this? I mean, this is an amazing time, and you're giving an amazing gift to all of this. You're busy, and yet you're finding time to do, I think you're saying 10 pots a day that you're putting out until you have all 300, right?
Yeah, I'm going to up it to 15 or 20. I'm going to throw some in the morning and some in the evening. So I'm positive that they're all done a couple of weeks before. So just the double decker checker. So yeah, what am I expecting? I'm expecting God to show up big time and totally wig people out and people to fall at his feet, you know, and just feel his presence. And I'm expecting his love to just flow big time and people discover the beauty of being a son and daughter in the family of God.
I think that's probably going to happen.
I do too.
Your art isn't just art, because it's a connection. And I've known you well enough at this point that this is a connection directly with God, correct?
Yes. Whenever I'm throwing, like I said, I pray and I ask the Holy Spirit work through me and create whatever it is. And there's something about clay that he just speaks and teaches me so much with my hands in clay and at the wheel and shaping it when I'm making sculpture or whatever. And I just listen and I ask him questions and I pray, and he just teaches me a lot. Or if it's a commission, it's like he puts me on the wheel or puts the person on the wheel, and while it's going, he's shaping it and kind of revealing what needs to be with that person, like what can reach them or what he wants to breathe into that clay when they receive it, for them to receive from him.
Now, you're formally trained as an artist, correct?
I went to school at VCU for a year and a half, and that was a flop. I wasn't ready to go to college, and I didn't want to go to college, and I didn't want to go to just an art school, because I believe that English is art, and I believe science is art, and everything has an artistic effect in artwork, and I didn't want a tunnel vision, and I love learning too much. So I went for a year and a half. I applied to VCU up in Richmond, Virginia, because it was number one in sculpture, and I didn't think I was going to get in, and God foiled those plans, and I ended up getting in. And there were too many good bands, and I stayed a year and a half. And then when my daughter and I got on our own in like 2007, I came out of a long retirement and went back. I told her I was going to finish my degree because I wanted to finish what I started. And I went to the University of North Alabama and got my Bachelor of Fine Art in Ceramics.
Raku is probably the heart of all you do as far as your love, correct?
Yes. Raku is a Japanese style of pottery, and it's like a symphony because you have everything set up, and I throw the pots and then or sculpt them or whatever I'm going to do out of clay and fire them in the first firing. It's called a bisque firing. And then I put them in a Raku kiln that I built. They're really simple to build, and I made one, and I have two trash cans, and in those trash cans I have hay and wood chips, and then whenever the kiln is at 1825 degrees, around there, depending on the glaze. I'll take them out and put them in those trash cans, and it lights on fire all around them. And then you put the lid on, and the combustion and the carbon make flash effects. But that's all great and everything. That's the technical part. But I, having it all set up and just the orchestration of it all, and it's kind of, you don't really know exactly what you're going to get. I mean, you can know to a degree, you know, by how much wood you put in there and all that, but just the flow of it and you're moving and everything just flows together when you have it set up right. And it's like breathing and living and the unexpected and the fire. It makes me think of a refiner's fire and how when we come out of the fire, we're more beautiful than we could ever imagine. Because fathers had us in that place, tucked away in the fire, to create something beautiful.
So how are you moving these 300 pots? You've got 300 pots you're bringing up to Bard's Fest.
Yeah, they're not, like, super big. They're Father even gave me they're 11 ounces of clay each one. And they're all different sizes. Every single one is different. Even in shape or form, or there's not one that's the same. And he's even teaching me making these. And he showed me they're like about the 11th hour cry out, you know, it's time for us to get things in order and call out to him because he's listening, you know, and he's ready and he's wanting us to be ready. You know, to bring the breakthrough. And I have them wrapped up in little newspaper, and I'm going to put them in tubs and transport them. They're not huge. They're about 4 inches by 4, depending. They're different sizes.
So how do people find your work? Because it is truly stunning, all that you do.
Thank you. I have a website. It's called southernechoes.com, and you can find it there. And if you live in Northwest Alabama, you can come to First Friday's Festival every month till December.
You have a lot of the pieces up, and then you also do commission work as well, right?
Yes, I do. I think that's my favorite because it's more personal. So they can, if anybody wants to do a commission made, there's a page for that on my website. All they got to do is email and tell me what they'd like, and I'll call or email back, and we'll talk about it and figure something out. It's cool.
That's fantastic. So what do you have for thoughts on, kind of final thoughts on this for Bard's Fest and Father and all the great things that we're about to be part of?
Hands up. Let's see this. I'm excited. I am so excited because it's going to be, I just see breakthrough and us moving forward into something amazing. I don't know what it's going to look like or what to expect. I just know that I want to be there and walk through.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Jennifer, we really look forward to having you there and being such a big part of this. And it's a big thank you. Why don't we do a quick prayer before we close?
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this blessed gift of the hands of the potter, shaping the many pots to bring the light to the event and to break through so many things and so many barriers to bring your power and presence into Bard's Fest. We ask that you continue to guide all the work that Jennifer's doing and to raise up that Holy Spirit within each and every piece. And in so doing, help bring the light and the power into this world through each of our hearts to embrace Christ and all that he is in this world. For truly it is Christ through the Father. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Yes.
Well, Jennifer, Renee, thank you very much for coming on today and giving us an update. We are all very excited to see the work that you bring to Bard's Fest.
It's humbling. Thank you for the honor. And thank you for asking.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
So, Patriots, that is Jennifer Renee Anderson, who is truly just filled with the Spirit of God. She's, when you get to know her, she's just a complete energy ball of Holy Spirit. And it's such a wonderful thing to meet somebody like this as God brings us together in the many different walks of life as he builds his army. And this is just another one of those elements of his fight where he brings together somebody who does pottery, inspires them to step out on their own, to take that risk, to walk away from the yoke of corporate control, take the leap of faith, literally, to embrace their gift and talent, and to walk into the world and bring to the world all that she has to offer that God gave her. And the biggest blessed thing about this is we're going to be able to see and participate with her work with these 300 clay pots. And this is a really just a powerful thing. I mean, I did not ask for this. This is, again, when she had heard about Bard's Fest, she sent me a message and said, this is what I'm doing. And that's no small commitment. And this is a person that doesn't take commitments lightly. So again, if you want to support a great patron, great artist, and be, you know, this is just somebody, southernechoes.com. And I would encourage it. I will tell you that also from the sense of, if you want something done, a commission, she's inspired. I have done many commissions with her for friends. And, I always do is I'll simply say, I'll usually give the person's name and then whatever the prices we come up with. And from that point, I say little more. And I will tell you, I've never experienced anything like this. Every single piece she has done for me, and I've done probably 12 commissions with her now, has been so perfect to the person, it's like she knows them personally. So just an amazing artist, and it's an honor to have her part of Bard's Fest. And that's just it. I mean, Bard's Fest is not, it's God's event. And in part of God's event, we're bringing patriots together. We're bringing God's children together, and we're linking again together in such an amazing way. We're relearning that we can stand up against this cabal by leaning on one another rather than trying to carry the burdens ourselves. That's what each one of these connections does. And when you look at God's army and this wall of perfection that he's created to stand against this evil, everybody has a little piece. I mean, who would ever imagine building an army? If I say, we're going to build an army, and you say, okay, well, of course we need swords and we need shields. And suddenly you hear, no, we need potters and we need artists, we need writers. We need people that understand how to innovate. We need healers. We need people who can sing songs. Who would ever imagine an army like that? Only God could envision an army like that. And as we bring that together and we all come together and we embrace the gifts and talents that God gives us and we step into the world, he shows us the way forward to release ourselves from the clutches of that darkness that we've been dependent on and grown up in. I mean, really, it's like we're leaving a dark womb. And it's very much in the metaphor of the Matrix, where people are in a cocoon and they're not even realizing they're living in a dream. But to step out of that cocoon is a big risk. It's disorienting. We have to come out to the world. We have to look at the world anew. And in doing so, we have to find our way forward. And it's going to be the community of patriots that's there, this remnant that it reaches out and says, come, we'll help you, we'll guide you, we'll show you the way. And with that are going to be the many pieces of how to reclaim what is truly us. Each of us has these gifts and talents. And this is why I love these stories, is when you find somebody who steps in and says, I can't go that way. I can't wear a mask. I can't give up what God gave me, my unalienable rights, my gifts from God. I'm not going to let that happen. And so in this place where they've never done it before, they simply turn to God and they say, okay, guide me, lead me. I'm going to take the leap. And away they go. And they arrive here. This is where I hope more than anything in Bard's Fest that everybody feels that peace, the power and the glory of God that God brings to elevate us up, each of us, to a place where we truly can stand on our own, where we truly can stand together simultaneously, and truly, above all things, stand with Him. This is a point of faith and no fear. And Bard's Fest is fearless. Bard's Fest is faithful. It is faith rich. It is anchored in God in every step of the way. I spoke at Anaheim about a week ago. And I love the Patriot events, but the one thing we are missing and just not getting enough of is the center point that these events need to be zeroed and centered purely on God. Our nation's important because it's blessed by its basic foundation that God gave us this country in a structure where no other nation in history that I know of put God above all things. That's the moral law, which is in our Declaration of Independence. And no other nation in this world has given God as the first and primary overlord over all the land. And then people were second, not governments, but people were second. And then the people were given the blessed right to choose who would lead them. And those that led them were accountable to the people, and everyone was accountable to God. It is an amazing structure that we've almost lost, and we're trying to fight to get back, and we will get it back. But it's going to be the remnant that leads this. And it is going to be built by, not won back by the swords of steel, but it's going to be won back by the many forms that the sword of the Spirit takes. So as we come to this festival, and I hope you spread this far and wide and encourage as many people to come as possible. This is a time in Bard's Fest to really be part of something. And while I know people are coming to hear specific speakers, I don't want the message lost in all of the daily events that the biggest part about this is God. And I guess that's why when we first put this up, and I understand people's interest to hear certain speakers. I hear that. But the one thing that we committed to in stewarding this for God is that every single person would leave there fulfilled. So in a very certain sense, it doesn't matter who we hear. It's the experience of being present with God in an event where so many are there in His name. And there's so many people like Jennifer Renee that are there because they don't care where they are. They just want to be part of it, and they want to give part of it. And this is all about how God works. So I would encourage you to be there every day, to be part of everything you can. And in so doing, let God guide you. You know, the list, the daily speaker list is up on the website. That's a bardsfm.com or bardsfest.com. The daily speaker list is there. You can see. And I will guarantee you there'll be changes coming in this week. That's just the way it works. But there is a presence there that when you see it, it's so powerful that is truly part of the experience of being there together and experiencing the many talents and gifts that God has put within us that we can come together to realize just how strong of an army we are. We have all the abilities within us to reset this world, to reset our economy, to step away and reset our government, to reset our innovation, to reset our defense. Everything exists within us. And all that was is now dead. And that's a place we have to go to. And all that's new awaits us. And in my personal opinion, I can't say whether this is God's intent, but I can tell you this. This is what I feel. And I think the leadership team of Bard's will confirm with this. That this is the moment. That is the event that is going to reset the direction of us. Not because we need to have one event like this, but because that's how God's pulling it together. To pull everybody together to realize how rich and deep our faith is and how invincible we are when we stand together and put our reliance on one another that have Christ in our heart. And it begins with amazing coming together with many events, the experiencing the gifts and talents like Jennifer Renee, and the many others that'll be there. It is truly a blessed event. So I encourage you all to be there. So Patriots, I hope you have a very blessed evening. This will be our continued event on Sunday night to feature Bard's Fest every Sunday night. There's a lot of amazing things happening. We have, of course, our Patriot Brian Kahanek is getting ready to release a new album, and that's going to be released exclusively through the Bard's FM website. And I guarantee you that song that he's working on, Coming Home, will be featured here. So this is about Patriots coming home. We're coming home to God, and we're coming home to our nation that is a nation built on God. And let us never forget that. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Patriots, we have an incredible collage of talent and gift that God has given us. Let us pray and see that each one of those is raised up, that each one sees light, and with each one comes the strength to strengthen another. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. So have a blessed night. I'll see you later this evening for Fishers of Men, or until the next time. God bless, and out for now. Thank you.